Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan coming up at 3 o'clock. Who do you give the most credit to for this Cowboys turnaround? Here's Chief with a college football darty.
Oh, my gosh. The world of college football has been flipped on its head, and we dive into all of it right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get... They bring the head cold.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink.
Think some Mississippi State fans had maybe too much to drink right before their Egg Bowl loss to Ole Miss.
Uh-oh.
See, they had a couple of fans go into the Ole Miss locker room at like 3 a.m. before the game, and they stole Ole Miss's quarterback's jersey, Trinidad Chambliss.
Not once, but
I thought
twice.
That was a joke.
I did too at first, and then I saw videos where it's like they're videoing Chambliss's locker and his pads and his jersey, and they're just throwing up the middle bird to it and just like kicking his stuff. They were doing their deal. I mean, 3 a.m. This is like right after Thanksgiving. It's like you have your Thanksgiving extravaganza, and then at 3 a.m., technically on Black Friday, you break into the Mississippi State Road locker room and just start having your way with it, stealing jerseys and doing your thing. That's a tone setter for rivalry weekend. Unfortunately, they go out there and lose the game. And then you had Lane Kiffin approach a Ole Miss reporter, podcaster guy who looks like the human embodiment of Ole Miss, and he walked up to him and challenged him face-to-face. Call me a hoe.
Yeah.
Don't you call me a hoe, you won't do it to my face. And that kid was just deer in the headlights. He had no idea, like caught by surprise. And then the hoe thing just took on a life of its own. Right? How many hoe memes have you seen this week? Seriously.
A lot of hoes.
How many hoe memes have you seen in the last 48 hours? I've seen more hoe memes than I have in decades. Really? And we have NFL ho things that are taking place. I think Wolchuk will have some sound of an NFL ho situation. This is just college ho, all right? But that ho could not be a housewife, and now brought us that ho is yours. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy I put a ring on that ho.
Lane State University.
Yeah. They just found a way to get money. They're paying off Brian Kelly, and now let's just go ahead and give the bag to Lane.
Yeah, they gave.
I mean, you guys were poor.
They said they were going to totally do something different. They weren't going to do the same type of contract. A patently different contract is what they were going to be giving on the heels of the Brian Kelly fiasco. And then they turn around and they hand Lane Kiffin 7 years, $90 million. It's really 91, I guess. If Ole Miss, he's still going to get all his Ole Miss bonuses. If Ole Miss goes on a run in the playoff, then LSU is still going to give him those payouts. Jimmy Sexton. You say it all the time. He's the agent of all these guys. He's like the ultimate power broker in the world of college sports, and in particular college football. And he wins again. The buyout's going to be fat. They paid the $3 million buyout to Ole Miss. It's just like, whatever you want, Lane, you got it. Please get over here and let me give you a big ol' ho hug.
It just when you start to talk about what national championships generate at LSU, whether it's women's basketball, men's baseball.
Sure.
You know, I mean, track, it that money, you know, the fan base is, that's what they give their money for national championships and various sports. And we've just been more willing to put it up for football, you know. And my buddy Verge Osbury is now the AD there, and hopefully this will be his best hire, you know. And Bobby, I heard Bobby talking this morning. He thinks in 3 years that Kiffin will be gone and he'll be mad and all that stuff, and we'll be tired of him. But I don't think that's the case, because I think we'll do everything that Ole Miss couldn't do to keep him as a coach. Like we will bend over backwards to make sure that he has the best facilities, that he has the most money to spend, you know, whatever he needs to do to compete nationally. Not only, you know, that's what we're going
to
do.
It's just crazy to have so much, I guess, selfish desires that you will punt on you have a championship opportunity right now with Ole Miss. You're going to be you're in the playoff.
He's never coached in the playoff.
Never coached in the playoff. And you have a chance right now to go do that. You're seeking a national championship at LSU, and you are weeks away from one at Ole Miss. And I guess you just have no confidence you could do that.
He's seen four coaches go in there. Now, Brian Kelly didn't get it done, but he's seen four different coaches go in there and win national champions. He saw Nick Saban. He saw Les Miles. He saw Ed Orgeron win three different national championships. That's what he can't do at Ole Miss.
Now, it's one of the rare programs. It's bigger than the coach. It's the brand.
It's the
it's definitely a better job. Totally.
Yeah, it is. And to me, I mean, give Ole Miss credit. I mean, that's what gives me hope that he went into Mississippi and got that kind of talent to play for him. And that's my hope, with more resources and more ways of operating, that he could get even better players. I'm not just talking about Louisiana players. I'm talking about Texas players, California players.
Worldwide.
Whoever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you feel like the best player is on somebody's team, we should go try and money whip and get. That's what I think. If this is what the rules are going to be, I am all for just raiding rosters, is what I'm going to do.
Roster Raiders.
That'd be a great new spinoff of the Room Raiders.
Yeah. Just
Roster Raiders. Put that thing on the SEC Network and let's party.
That's what we've come to.
Blacklight the dorm sheets, man. And
that was always disgusting.
Let's get some studs.
What are we doing?
It was reported yesterday that Lane Kiffin told the Ole Miss assistants he wanted to take to LSU that they had to get on a plane or get lost.
Nick Saban did the same thing at Michigan State. And what happened, there was a coach on the staff named Morris Watts who had coached at LSU, and he was on the Michigan State staff with Nick. He told all those coaches, he goes, you can't win there. He goes, it's too hard to win. You can't do it, the expectations. None of those coaches got on the plane, and that's how he got Kirby Smart. That's how he got Derek Dooley. That's how he got Will Muschamp. Those are all the
coaches.
He built an all-time staff.
And that's the key here. We'll see what staff Lane puts together.
It sounds like all his offensive coaches, Charlie Weiss's son, evidently is a good young coach that
and he's retaining the DC. Is that right?
I don't know. Has he said yet about the DC?
The DC is becoming the head coach.
No, the LSU one.
Baker?
Yes, the Ole Miss DC is going to be the permanent head coach, but the LSU, I think he's keeping the LSU defensive coordinator on the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he wants to do, so just maybe maintain that.
Because the LA
Pete Golden, is that how you say it?
Golding
is the coach at Ole Miss now. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the DC at Ole Miss, and now he just gets the bump up to go ahead and be the head coach there. Yes. And I guess that makes sense. Like, he's not really as worried about the defensive staff if they're all going to stay with Golding at Ole Miss.
Frank Wilson, who was the interim head coach, I'd keep him on staff too. He's a champion recruiter. And very well respected in Louisiana, sir.
So does everybody feel fine? Like, you just, like, if you were Lane, you'd have done the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird system now. And I'm going to just, you know, default to don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yep.
And it's putting people in some really weird spots. But, I mean, the players have been bailing early for 5-10 years now. So this is just what you have to do. And, you know, I think it's an unfortunate reality of most sports below the pro level that everybody just kind of has to look out for themselves. And if you aren't, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't used to be this way, but I am now. I am now.
I hate the current state of college football. I like the timing of this.
I never liked this, but here we are.
Why is the timing the way it is? Is it because of the school semester stuff?
They can't have
people transferring in February because it's like, hey, the school semester has been going since January.
I think that is the big problem.
So, like, that's the big holdup. That everybody's bitching about the way the system is right now, but nobody's acknowledging it's because there's still the student part of it.
It's the education.
Like, can you figure out a way to circumvent that?
I don't know how
the transfer portal can be a little bit later.
I don't know how all these kids transfer. How do you get hours to come across? I don't know how most of these kids are even eligible. I mean, I know in my day it wasn't. You had to have the 24 hours to be eligible. Did some of these things even transfer? I don't even know.
Yeah, it depends on the school.
Yeah.
But now I wonder, the only answer could be like, do you start the season earlier? Do we start the season at the beginning of August? Do we push it up?
Ooh, okay.
That way it's finishing in line, like, you know, the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where now the timing of it, I mean.
Not with the playoffs.
Right. But that's why you would go 4 weeks earlier. So you just start at the beginning of August.
And then you basically finish around Christmas time, basically, for the championship.
Or I would eliminate January 14th.
Yeah,
I would eliminate the conference championship games is what I would do.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
That's a week that it saves.
Right.
Yeah. That's a start.
Yep.
In my head, it would be possible to put all the college football players on the same curriculum, right? So they're basically going to the same academic house.
Yeah.
So I can go take the same classes. I can transfer in and out to any different university at the same time if you really wanted to get crazy with it. But there's workarounds for it, you know. But as it's currently constructed, they got to adjust the calendar somehow. You get those kids back in class in January, but all the kids are working on transferring in December.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a conundrum that they're in right now. But now LSU goes ahead and they win the day. They absolutely win the day.
Oh, we spent the most money to go get the guy that supposedly is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like I said, I hate playing against him. I'm happy he's on my team now. He's one of those guys.
How much of that contract are you paying?
I'll do whatever I have to do for my team to win. Seriously. They ask me for money, I'll give them money.
I'll give you all the money.
But you want to help him scout a little bit too?
Hey.
Oh, I think he's. I'll tell you what. I told you this. I think he's got a really good eye. I think Joey McGuire out at Tech's got a great eye. I think there's certain programs and certain coaches around the country that have a really good eye for this stuff, and those are the ones that are always going to be able to survive because they know when they have the money they can spend. They know what they have. That guy at Indiana. Let's not act like he's got a huge budget. Look at the players he's got. They went and got a quarterback. Made a big difference for them.
Thank you, Chief. We got 1 hour down, 4 to go. Who gets the most credit for the Cowboys turnaround at 877-881-1053? We'll take your best texts. Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here coming up as we get an hour number 2 in the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.